Scorpions Avenue.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Sclabro Country, the virus edition, a.k.a. the Panty Pods.
A.k.a. brothers in arms, not brothers in farms.
A.k.a. two fans of Fauci, one Salmon Couchy, and we are back.
We are here.
Guys.
We love doing this show for you guys. We love coming back at you every single day. And this is, I will say this is, I love this job, but at times it can feel hard. But I'm going to tell you right now, there might not be a harder job on this planet than being a substitute teacher.
No way. High school substitute teacher.
High school substitute teacher.
People,
people
are going to come at you with brain surgeon, right?
Rocket scientist.
Coal miner.
ER nurse. Mm-hmm.
Mother.
Fireman.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
High school substitute teacher is like the hardest.
And I'm not saying those other jobs are easy.
No.
And I'm not saying there aren't aspects of those other jobs that are super difficult and challenging, both physical and mental. But with each of those other jobs, there's a baseline respect.
Exactly. Like even a coal miner, you're like, you're respected for going down into the belly of the beast of this earth and pulling out resources.
Every level. The moms get Mother's Day. Substitute teacher doesn't have...
Like you don't get it.
You don't get it.
You're not even allowed in the teacher's lounge.
Even good kids go off on the sub.
That's right.
They do. They've been good all year.
This is their chance.
We were pretty much good kids.
Cut
like
loose.
When a sub shows up,
oh, man.
You're like, there's no consequences.
Zero respect
they
for
can,
that sub.
Good kids decide to try on what it feels like to be bad kids when the sub shows up.
And they're expected to carry that out, their jobs as substitute teachers, as if they do get respect.
Right. And they don't get any respect. Mm-hmm. It'd be like if AOC had to address a Trump rally every single day.
And be expected to get their attention.
And be expected to win them over. And teach them something.
It can't be done.
Ever.
It can't be done.
Ever. All that said, you cannot do what this Republican lawmaker / substitute teacher, which I don't even understand how that happened, did in Kansas.
Yeah, I love that being a Republican lawmaker isn't
not
enough. I got to go teach school.
You can't do what he did, and we're going to explain to you what he did right now.
Let's get into it.
A Kansas politician working as a substitute teacher at a public school.
Why is he doing this?
Shocks students with religious rants about suicide, masturbation, and same-sex relationships, and then assaulted one of them, according to reports.
Okay, I hope all of this came before he took roll.
Yeah. Hey, Aaron, where are you?
Mm-hmm. Where are you?
Did it hurt? State Rep Mark, he's a state rep.
State
Mark Samsel asked the student after allegedly kneeing him in the crotch.
Wait, what?
This isn't
like a Steven Seagal demonstration at the Kremlin.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves here, okay? But that is the opposite of burying the lead.
That's burying the need.
The knee into the student's crotch.
That's right.
The 36-year-old Republican is now charged with misdemeanor battery and barred from teaching again in the Wellsville School District, the Kansas City Star reported. So he's just barred in that school district?
Yeah, that's it. He can teach
everyone. He should
everywhere.
Be barred in all
and you
school
know he's going to say, this is the media jumping on me. Like, we should be able to knee our kids in
and
the
nuts.
And
he's Republican. Doesn't that seem weird?
That seems like weird for Republican
behavior. Doesn't
seem
like Republican behavior.
No, not at all.
Samsel doesn't seem to have any regrets.
Of course he doesn't. In this society, and where this is who this whole party is.
The newspaper says that after he posted $1,000 bail.
Too small.
He took to Snapchat to say, quote, it was all planned.
What was all planned?
This? Nothing like a 36-year-old Republican politician / substitute teacher who's up on Snapchat, right?
That shouldn't raise any red flags, Matty Gaetz.
Matty Gaetz follows him on Twitter.
He does, and on Snapchat.
Quote, you are not following, not my rules, God's rules right now, he reportedly told the student. You better take a Bible.
Which it should be mentioned once again, Jay, that if we didn't before, substitute teacher.
In a public school.
Right.
Public school.
And he's a politician.
A Republican politician.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he's doing there by saying take a Bible, that's the definition of not separating church and state.
So you clearly...
By law, you have to do in public school.
But he doesn't believe in the law because none of them believe in the law.
Also, how little does, you mentioned this before, does Kansas pay its state representatives that they have to substitute on the side as a side hustle?
Like, what are you, like Deacon Jones, the Secretary of Defense in the NFL? He had to like sell medical supplies in the
offseason. He had to take a summer
job
as a secretary at a medical supply company just to make
ends meet. I know.
He allegedly got physical with the child, Mark Samsel, not Deacon Jones.
Please.
Pushing him and grabbing him from behind. That's out of control.
You cannot lay hands on a student at all, period.
First of all, The kid didn't even tap his foot under a stall in an airport bathroom,
and ask
which
for
is how,
it.
Which is typical how Republican, most Republican lawmakers
lay their hands on someone. Kids. That's
yes.
the beginning.
Yes.
Got physical with the boy. Are we sure this is not a Catholic priest? We don't know.
He did tell the kid to take a Bible.
He did. So let's, maybe that's his next job. Maybe we can get relocated.
Quote, class, you have permission to kick him in the balls.
What?
The second term lawmaker and attorney is heard saying.
Second term. So he was reelected, Jay.
He's an attorney too. Mm-hmm. Why is he substitute teaching?
What is he doing?
How bad of an attorney is he?
Bad of an attorney. How much money does he owe ex-wives who hate him?
This does not reflect well on the state of Kansas.
No.
Kick him in the balls. Kick him in the ball. What verse from the Bible is that from?
Is that John 3:17? I don't know the Bible
that
well.
Is that the book of John Holmes?
Yeah, maybe.
The school district said it's investigating, while House Speaker Ron Rickman said, I think it's Ron Rickman. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's his last name is said, in a statement, that we are not yet aware of the details and in the process of gathering as much information as we can.
Translation, it's bad,
and we don't know what to say about it.
It's bad, but he's a fellow Republican, so we're trying to get all our ducks in a row so that we can make this thing go away.
So basically, we're going to say nothing. We're going to say a lot of words, and they're not going to mean anything. And we're also going to say we don't have the information.
And we're excusing it.
And we hope that by kicking it down the road, 8 other bad things are going to happen between now.
You'll forget about it at that point.
You'll forget it. The Post obtained several short videos from families in the Wellsville district allegedly showing Sampson's behavior in the classroom.
Yeah.
You got video on you, bro.
We got video here. Dude, you're going down.
Wait, how is the Post obtaining videos?
And the House Speaker is still trying to gather information.
You're still gathering. To me, one video does it.
Yeah. I feel like multiple videos really going to tell the story here.
That's right. Why can't the House Speaker say, this doesn't look good at this point,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
We are disappointed if these allegations...
We're still collecting all the actual videos from the room.
It certainly looks like it's true, but we can't make an official statement on it until we get the full story. But I'm telling you, this doesn't look good. Why can't the guy say that?
How hard is that? When we come back, we're going to take a break. We're going to find out what else he said to the students, this stupid idiot. We'll be right back. Hey guys, welcome back to the show. We got this Saturday, got live Dumb People Town.
That's
tomorrow night. It's going to be okay. So much fun. I cannot wait. It's going to be a blast. Live Dumb People Town at Nowhere Comedy Club. Get your
last
tickets.
Last chance, get your ticks.
NowhereComedyClub.com. We've got Chris Thiele from Nickel Creek playing music and the Doughboys Fried Chicken Sandwich Challenge plus a Greenlee. You're going to want to get your tickets. You can get them at DanielVanKirk.com too.
We got a killer poster by Jeff Tice too, The Last Supper with these guys.
Greenlee that up. It's going to be a blast. All right, so when we left, there was a teacher, a Republican lawmaker
who's also an attorney who's substitute teaching in a public school trying to tell kids to take the Bible.
Threatened and assaulted kids. Here's what he said. You ready for this, Jay?
Make babies. Who likes making babies? A male voice asks enthusiastically in one brief clip as a girl films her reaction.
Oh my God.
The video, which appears to have been posted to Snapchat, is captioned, "I literally hate it here, and Mark is being so gross." Why are you calling him Mark?
That's the worst part.
That's another sign that this guy's inappropriate from the
guys,
start.
Guys, call me Mark. Nope. I'm going to call
I want to be your
cops.
Friend. Just call me Mark. Yeah. Say, hey, Mark.
Let's have a beer and hang out. They're
hey,
in
Mark,
eighth
will
grade.
You go to 7-Eleven and buy us some beer?
Yeah. Mark will do that.
Quote, "You haven't masturbated," the man's voice asks, and the girl's eyes widen. "Don't answer that question," he quickly adds.
Wait, what class is this?
If this is not health or sex ed, why the hell is a substitute teacher talking about masturbation?
I'm going to say this is probably shop.
"I'm not going to answer that question," someone answers. Good.
Good.
That's what you say to a weird predator like this.
"Thank you," the man responded.
I told you not to. God already knows it.
God knows what?
That everyone masturbates or that you're a predator?
Probably that you're a predator. God knows.
The Star reported Sampson seemed to fixate on one male student in the footage from Wednesday, following and grabbing him on video, telling him,
"Insane.
You're about ready to anger me and get the wrath of God." He pushes the student.
Oh my God.
Who runs away, according to the Star. That's
this
not okay.
This, you aren't Bobby Knight and this isn't 1985. You can't lay hands on a kid as a teacher or a sub and get away with it.
"You should run and scream," Sampson allegedly says, adding amid some laughter that the devil is leaving his classroom.
No, the devil is still teaching it.
Yeah, he's the substitute.
That's right.
A video shared to the Post shows a man pushing another person toward the wall in a room strewn with backpacks. Speaking about the wrath of God, the person runs away yelling. Same, different angle.
Exactly.
Same thing. It's not.
We're getting every angle of this thing.
Even if this is, as he claims, a staged event, you
can't
push
touch
a kid
kids
against the wall.
You cannot.
You cannot get one kid to. You could maybe get one kid to do it to another kid,
but you can't do it. That even that
even you can't, even they I don't can't think do, you that. Can do that. Other video obtained by the Star reportedly captured Samsel telling students about a sophomore who tried to kill himself because he has two female parents.
Okay. This seems like the type of guy I not only don't want teaching my kids, he seems like the type of guy I don't want representing any constituency in the government.
This is terrible, Kansas. This is who reps you. This mm-hmm. is your state representative.
This is quote, like,
this is what Samsel said. He's a foster kid, according to the newspaper. His alternatives in life were having no parents or foster care parents who are gay. How do you think I'm going to feel if he commits suicide? Awful.
Confused, maybe?
So wait, so I am confused. So what is he saying? Both options are bad? And that's why you feel awful? I don't know. I'm not sure what he's saying.
I don't either.
Is he coming from a homophobic place, or is he explaining why this guy has two moms?
At least makes sense with your racist and anti.
He repeatedly mentioned suicide as well as religion in class. Again, you can't do that unless it's a religion class.
That's right. You can't do that in home economics.
He asked a student about listening to the devil's music. The Star reporter urges people to speak the Lord's name proudly.
I'm not sure if the church wants this guy repping them. Nobody does.
The lawmaker can be seen. The fact that they have to keep calling this guy a lawmaker is shocking.
He makes the laws, guys.
Can also be seen telling students to go outside and run while holding hands.
Where does it say that in the Bible? I don't know enough about the Bible, I guess.
That doesn't seem as bad as pushing a kid.
And kneeing a kid in the groin.
Kansas House Republican leaders, including Speaker Ron Rickman, did not respond Saturday.
Of course he didn't. He's Republican, too. Forgot.
Protect your own at any cost, right?
That's right.
That's what you do. And the Republicans are trying to take the high road as, I guess, the party of morals.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yet another reviewed by Kansas Star allegedly captures another video, captures the moments right after the legislator kneed a student in the crotch Wednesday. Samson stands over the boy. The Star reported, did it hurt? That's what he asked.
Insane.
Do you want to check his nuts for him, please? That's what he said.
Which nuts?
This is the kid he needed in the nuts in the class. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And he said everyone has permission to kick him in the nuts.
Okay. 36-year-old Republican. Charged
with misdemeanor and battery. Barred from teaching in this thing. I guess that's good.
Yeah.
But it feels a little too late. I'm sure he hasn't learned his
lessons. He has not learned his lessons at all.
But he doesn't seem to have any regrets, the newspaper said. He
said it was all planned, which, again, every little bit of it. That's right. The kids and I planned all of it to send a message about art, mental health, teenage suicide, and how we treat our educators to one another. To who? Who's the message for?
This is not true. This is the height of a lie.
Exactly.
You're a liar, and you're trying to turn this thing on everyone else.
And you got caught.
I love that he's never allowed to work in the school again, yet he's still allowed to be a Republican representative.
Yeah, you're going to have to do a lot more than
abusing a kid who's not yours and talking about suicide and religion in a public classroom to get the old boot from the Republican
Party.
From
the grand old party.
That's the party of values, as they say.
And here's what I value. Everybody being able to kick that guy in the nuts.
Yeah.
And that is the show, guys. Stay connected, stay protected, don't get infected. This is not a hoax.
But we got the jokes.
We'll see you guys tomorrow. La-di-da. La-di-da-di-da-di-da. La-di-da-da. In my car. Star Bands Audio. A podcast. A podcast network.